Okay. Welcome to the first episode of Good Stuff. The monthly, family-friendly quiz where we take a break from roasting and instead decide to delve into all things trivia. If you're new to the show, you're very welcome. Now let's explain the rules. 20 questions, good stuff. 20 minutes, family-friendly, every month. That's all you need to know. A separate podcast will be released with all of the answers. It could be a good idea to press stop on the recording after every question is asked. We're going to be covering a wide range of topics from movies to music to politics, sport, geography, nature, food. Anything goes. Does that sound okay? Let's get into it. Okay, music's over. Let's get into it, guys. In the era of 3-second videos and dwindling attention spans, our only defense against total ignorance is to look beyond the prison bars of our mobile phones, untether ourselves from the internet, and to remember that there's still a world out there worth learning about. Apparently. Also, highly aware that most people are probably listening on their phones. Nevertheless, question one. Who is Donald Trump's vice president? The latest president of the United States, Donald Trump. Who is his vice president? Question number two. The chess legend Magnus Carlsen was excluded from one round of the World Rapid and Blitz Chess Championships in New York recently. But what was the reason why he was excluded? Question number three. This is one of those questions that you should not be proud to be able to know the answer to. Which British soap will celebrate its 40th anniversary in February? Question four. The Gavin and Stacey finale was the most watched thing on British TV on Christmas Day just gone by. But how many people watched it? I will award a point for the million, by the way. You don't need to guess it to the 100. But if a few of you have the guess of the million, yes, then it comes down to the decimal point. Question 5. What is the theme of the Chinese New Year in 2025? AKA, it will be the year of the what? Question 6. Bit of a throwback with this question. In which year did Ireland join the European Economic Community, also known as the EEC, now known, of course, as the European Union? Question number 7. What did Ireland win its first Olympic medal for ever? And this is a two-pointer question, okay? The first point is awarded if you guess the discipline that we won our first Olympic medal for, and then you get a bonus point if you can guess who won it. There is a clue with this question, and the clue is that the person that won it has an incredibly famous brother. Question number 8. Daniel Day-Lewis, realistically the best actor of all time, probably, has been nominated for an Oscar 6 times, okay? Yet he's only won an Oscar 3 times. I'm not saying that as if it's a bad thing, by the way. Like, I never got a Gashka Award. I don't even have my ECDL license. Nevertheless, name the 3 movies that Daniel Day-Lewis has won Oscars for. Question 9. Popular in the Netherlands, what type of food is a frikandel? Frikandel. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Frikandel. Frikandel. Question 10. Which famous British actor starred as Sherlock Holmes in the BBC TV series Sherlock, which debuted in 2010, the year after I did the Leaving Cert, incidentally. A1 in Honours English and a D3 in Ordinary Level Maths. So stay in school. Stay in school. Brilliant. Stay in school, children. You are officially halfway through the quiz. Now might be a good time to pause, listen to some music, and count up your scores. See how you're doing. How many out of 10 have you gotten so far? 10 questions left. Let's take a little bit of a 20-second break and then get back into it. Okay, hope you enjoyed the musical break. Now it's time for part 2 of the quiz. Good stuff. Question 11. What year did Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, the final book in the Harry Potter series, get published? What year did Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, apparently the best movie, I think? Or is it the 7th is the best movie? I'm not good with the Harry Potters. Nevertheless, what year did the book get published? The final book of the Harry Potter series, what year did it get published? Question 12. Which iconic British boy band released their final album, Up All Night, in 2011, before going on hiatus in 2016. That is, which iconic British boy band released their final album, Up All Night, in 2011, before going on hiatus in 2016. The clue is, one of their members is mentioned in my book. Question 13. In 2003, which TV series set in a high school in the fictional town of Sunnydale, great name, ended after 7 seasons after having gained a cult following in the UK? That is, in 2003, which TV series set in a high school in the fictional town of Sunnydale ended after 7 seasons? Having gained a cult following in the UK. Question number 14. In which year, this is one for the sports nuts, all of the sports aficionados out there, all of the rugby jocks, I suppose would be a. In which year did the Irish rugby team first win the Six Nations Grand Slam in the professional era? So what year did the Irish rugby team first win the Six Nations Grand Slam in the professional era? Not whenever, you know, the pre-professional era, as a sporting term goes. Question number 15. Another sports question for the sport nuts out there. England were beaten in the final of Euro 2024 by which country? That is, England were beaten in the final of Euro 2024 by which country? Question 16. Here's one for you now from last year. What was the most streamed song of 2024? Bear in mind now, that's not what song was sold the most in terms of CDs. People obviously don't buy CDs anymore. What song was the most streamed song in the world in 2024? Oh, it's everywhere, that tune, actually. Question number 17. What was the highest grossing movie of 2024? What was the highest grossing movie of 2024? Think about it. Think about what you went to see in the cinema last year. I hope you went to the cinema last year. What was the highest grossing movie of 2024? Question number 18. Which iconic British TV show featured the character Del Boy, first aired in 1981? Bonus point. What was the name of the actor who played the character Del Boy? There'll be a bonus point for you there. Let's be honest, nobody under the age of 42 is getting that right. I mean, they should, but... The actress Helen Mirren, Dame Helen Mirren, turns 80 in July, right? And aside from being glued to the Graham Norton couch more than Judi Dench and Graham Norton, how old was she when she won her first and only Academy Award? And on top of that, by the way, what film did she win it for? That's a very tough question, I know. What age was Dame Helen Mirren when she won her first and only Academy Award? And what film did she win it for? So that's a two-pointer. Question number 20. What year did Ireland officially become a republic? In what year did Ireland officially become a republic? And that, my friends, is that. Good stuff. If you want to find the answers to these questions, check out the Good Stuff Answers episode. Let's hope you haven't listened to that first, otherwise the entire situation is... Nevertheless, thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. If you enjoyed the show, send me a message on Instagram at Megan Mark. If you want to subscribe, just click subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and you'll get every episode of the Weekly Roast and Good Stuff sent to your phone whenever it comes out. Good stuff.